Manuscript Releases, Volume 9, Numbers 664 to 770. M.R., Number 677. Fanny Bolton's False Claims Refuted. I tell you that there is not a semblance of truth in her. Fanny Bolton, one of Ellen White's literary assistants for a short period in America and a few years in Australia, was at times tempted to make ridiculous and unsustained claims for her contributions in the copying and editing of E.G. White materials. Her claim to be somewhat responsible for the content of Steps to Christ is without foundation. A confession on her part in 1901 sets the record straight. Number 4. Statements. My copyists you have seen. They do not change my language. It stands as I write it. My work has been in the field since 1845. Ever since then, I have labored with pen and voice. Increased light has come to me as I have imparted the light given me. I have very much more light on the Old and New Testament scriptures, which I shall present to our people if my way is not blocked by such influences as the influence exerted by Fanny Bolton. Such a work as hers calls for my pen and voice to contradict her statements, in order to save poor souls from being entirely swamped by her assertion that she has received the Holy Ghost. This is another phase of her desire to exalt herself as ordained by the Lord to bear a message to His people. The Lord did not send her, yet she ran. She will not honor the cause of God, but will mislead others. Those who have been unwilling to receive the true testimonies of God, notwithstanding that these testimonies have been in the field for so many years, who know not the voice of the Lord, may listen to the voice of a stranger and receive from a poor, deceived, unbalanced human agent what is supposed to be truth. What is the chaff to the wheat? Know that you are on trial for spiritual life and accept no delusive sentiments. God save his people from Satan's snare. White Estate, Washington, D.C., December 29th, 1978.